District 13 was in Lake County the past decade, but now includes all of Benton County, most of Warren and Fountain, the western and southwestern parts of Tippecanoe, along with parts of Newton, Jasper, White, and Montgomery counties. There's no incumbent running this election, which has prompted two Republicans to seek the party's nomination. Sharon Nagel is the current clerk treasurer of Attica. She ran in the old District 42, but narrowly lost 2 years ago to the incumbent Democrat. She's touting her experience in government and politics, along with her background in corporate finance, as the reasons voters should choose her.
I'm a fiscal person. I love numbers, and I like budgets, and I do obviously a lot of financial analysis.
Nagel says she recently started writing grants for Attica to help fund some city projects. That led her to do the same for other communities nearby.
My first big grant was Wingate, the $1 million disaster recovery grant for water and wastewater. And I'm extremely fluent on city infrastructure, being the clerk treasurer for 8 years now. And then just recently, Clarksville, we got a $500,000 grant for a fire station.
She says infrastructure funding, specifically for roads, is an issue voters are mentioning to her. They say the state distribution formula needs to be changed so rural counties can see some improvement. Nagel says education is another area where people are expressing concerns.
There are a lot of kids out there that would really benefit by a strong machine program, the welding programs, that just really have been somewhat neglected. Our skill level has just declined, and so we aren't producing those type of kids to fill those positions. And so we're losing jobs overseas. So we need to look at that closely.
She says part of the problem is internet connectivity in rural schools. Nagel and others in the area worked with Williamsport Hospital on a grant to bring a fiber optic line to the area. She says this will soon be extended to Attica Elementary School and the junior-senior high building. As far as the education reforms approved the past few sessions, Nagel says it's time to wait and see how things go, but she's confident the state is on the right track.
Teachers need some market forces, I believe, to perform. A status quo can't just be acceptable anymore. I mean, you and I growing up in school, you knew who the bad teachers were. You knew who you could skate by. Well, this is a very competitive world. We need to demand excellence from our teachers, and there's a lot of great teachers out there. But we need to give the administrators the tools to remove the poor teachers. And that's been very frustrating with tenure. So I'm very pleased with the changes. Voucher program, you know, it's just not going to affect the rural area very much. I think in Fountain County, only one voucher was requested.
She says full-day kindergarten should be available, and the idea of pre-K is good. Nagel says she also will be a strong advocate for improved screening of learning disabilities among children in kindergarten. She thinks knowing those issues as early as possible will make a lasting difference in a student's academic career. Nagel supports right to work and the new statewide smoking ban. She also thinks phasing out the inheritance tax is a good idea and long overdue. Her opponent in the Republican primary is Attica attorney Dan Young. He's a former elementary school teacher, a job his wife currently holds.
I'm conservative. I believe that my views and my experiences will serve well the people of District 13. And given the fact that I'm from this area, I'm a native, I think I know better than my opponent what people in this area, and particularly these contiguous eight counties, need in a legislator serving them in Indianapolis.
Young says he hears voters talking the most about two issues, education and taxes. He says many farmers are concerned with taxation.
When you're looking at something like inheritance tax, particularly with farmers, there's no liquidity. You're talking about someone inheriting a multi-generational farm, and the tax man comes knocking, and there's no cash to pay that. And so I think as we continue to research that and look into it, I think we need to parse out those elements. Black dirt is not the same as someone inheriting $1 million in cash.
He agrees with the education reforms passed by the legislature, but says some tweaking is needed.
For example, my wife is expected to meet certain standards, particularly with the new assessment tool being used to determine the success or productivity of an educator. It's really important for people to realize a teacher does not get to hand pick or select the students that he or she has. The students come from a varied background. They come from any number of social issues facing them on a daily basis. For some kids, it's just great that they made it to school.
Young says he'd push to give local school boards more control over issues like teacher evaluations and what's best for students. As far as higher education goes, he thinks public colleges and universities need to operate in a way that reflects the economic times.
If we're amidst a recession, if we're amidst a budget crisis where we're trying to work within our means, every institution has to address those realities. There's no law out there that says that everyone has to go to college. So one of the things the schools are going to have to recognize is, are they meeting the students' needs? Are they providing excess expenditures by offering too many programs or overextending themselves in a way that the funding just is not available at this time?
Young doesn't think a smoking ban is needed, saying fewer regulations on private business is better. He promotes the freedom of individuals and business owners to choose what's best. Republican voters in District 13 will decide between Sharon Nagle and Dan Young on May 8th. The party's nominee will face Democrat Mark Straw in November. Mike Lowitzo, WBAA News.